talking in my sleep at night, making myself crazy. Out of my mind, out of my mind. Wrote it down and read it out, hoping it would save me.
Hey y'all, welcome back. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Dawn of the Resistance right here on Civic Media Radio. I've got Tom Paulsiewicz with me today as a special guest host. We're helping process all of this together. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I want to start with Ben's text. He's texting in from Oshkosh on the WISS text line. Question: with the Wisconsin legislature being so close to 50-50, do you think they'll still be taking those nine-month vacations? When was the last time the legislature was in session for more than a couple months a year? Oh my gosh, Ben, first, thanks for the chuckles, because yes, Tom and I are both laughing. And second,
that was good.
You raise an excellent point. I'm hopeful that we're going to see some additional activity with the state legislature.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I also think that because there's four or five different assembly seats that are pretty close, even though they were run by Republicans, those people are going to have to actually do something and get some results to bring back to their constituents. So I just think that there's going to be a lot more activity, you know. And to be fair, they work 6 months in the first year after the election, then 3 months in the election year. So, you know, it's 9 months in total for a 2 year kick. So
It's a pretty swell gig if you can get one. I mean, my goodness. Let's see here. We are also hearing from Michaela from West Bend. Maggie, as someone who is also raised Catholic, how would you recommend I reconcile the fact that my mom claims she voted for Trump and thus voted against our freedoms and life and safety based on her religious convictions, despite Trump being the antithesis of Christianity and true Christian love, which is increasingly rare? Michaela, that's a hard one. And the only place that I've been able to come to on some of these questions is the fact that I believe that the people that were voting for Trump, most of them took that vote in good faith, meaning they truly actually believe it's better for the country. They have been misguided about that. They have been lied to and manipulated. I think they have chosen to turn a blind eye to some extremely difficult, frankly, hateful, not very Christian love type facts. But I do believe that the majority of these people took that vote in good faith. And it's now time, as Tom has said, to try to stand up and figure out how do we respond and how do we help people get the information about how this is going to actually impact them and their families and the people they love. Tom, your thoughts?
I would say that's a great question to directly ask your mother. Mm. How do you personally reconcile these two things? Because I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point.
Yes.
And they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Heard. Jameson from Pennsylvania. Resistance. Yes, we are in for a rough 4 years, but we can hit back at the midterms and make it less rough. That yes. fight has to start now. Volunteer, get involved, do everything you can. I'm totally with you, Jameson from Pennsylvania. And I also point out, we did well as Democrats here within the state of Wisconsin, right? Like, we reelected Tammy Baldwin. We picked up the five state Senate seats that we needed to get. Yep. And we've made inroads in the assembly. Like, it is better here. So I think a lot of also renewed energy around your state and local elections is a really good way for folks to be trying to channel some energy. Let us go to the phone lines. We got Cindy from Appleton. Welcome to the show. What do you have to say?
Well, I'm very depressed and upset, but I got some statistics today, which I was kind of surprised because we thought that the women were going to save us for Trump. Well, 63% of white women that came out to vote voted for Trump. So
yep.
That percentage of women voted against their own best interests, their daughters, their granddaughters, and voted for a national abortion ban, a national ban on birth control, and also to be having their bodies tracked when they go in menstruation so that people can, you know, keep a track of what they're doing, when they're doing it, whatever. And I cannot believe that women, after we have fought so hard for so many years, still don't have the Equal Rights Amendment yet, but we're still fighting, and yet 63%, and I don't know how it shaked out, what the people of color voted for the man who has stated he's going to do a national abortion ban.
Thanks, Cindy. Appreciate your call. Kevin from Oguanago, thank you so much for your text. Kevin texts in and he says this: did you just say that I and others that voted for Tammy Baldwin are racist for not also voting for Harris? That is actually appalling. Tom, I'll give you an opportunity to respond, and then I've got some thoughts as well.
Well, from my standpoint, when I look at those votes, the policies and the core values that both those candidates have are almost exactly the same. And you have to figure out what was the reason why you didn't vote for Kamala Harris. That's entirely up to you. I'm just saying that race has played a significant factor over the years when it comes to people running. And I'm not calling you a racist. I'm just saying it'd be good to take a step back and examine where your values are coming from and how you're evaluating candidates.
I think that many people, again, freak out when we talk about race or bring these things up. The outcome certainly indicates some element of racism. I, on this show, have frequently talked about the fact that I am a racist myself, but I am also an anti-racist,
yes,
which means I'm constantly trying to probe and self-analyze and look at how I'm interacting with things and the world to ensure that I am aggressively challenging the subconscious bias that each and every single one of us in this country has. And that is a subconscious bias that tends to prefer whiteness. We are culturally conditioned in this way. It is incredibly important. I'm going to ask you really humbly, Kevin, to check out the book, White Fragility. I have had the author on my show for an extensive discussion. Her name's Robin DiAngelo. You can find that at civicmedia.us/Maggie Dawn Show. You can go check that episode out. I would highly encourage you to take a read on it, Kevin, as we all reflect.
Yes, and I think that's on point. Exactly.
We got to go. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. More with Tom Paulswitz here on the Maggie Dawn Show. It's the dawn of the resistance here on the Civic Media Radio Network.